You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hi, AppleViz. So this is just a quick tip. It's Signal here, by the way. This is just a quick tip on how to edit audio using QuickTime, because I had had doubts of how to edit audio myself, and I figured out this yesterday. The app is called Ferret Recording Studio. It's for iOS, and it's free. So first, I'll launch the app.
Braille screen input. R app E one app. Ferret.
There you go.
Oh, one app. VoiceOver on. Ferret library. Blackdown pointing swap tools button.
Okay, so here you got the Ferret main menu.
Library. Blackdown point tool search. Search field.
So you've got the tools, which is to dock and such.
Search, search field.
The search.
Record button.
Record. You can record by using the two-finger double tap, but I might do a demo on that later.
iPhone microphone.
Anyways, I have two files here. So to edit.
Stop. But pause. Selected. Metallica bullet for mic. Selected.
Okay.
Metallica. Don't tread.
So
edit.
This is one of the songs. So.
Pop selected.
You flick down with one. The options are
edit,
info, which is where you can rename the file and some such.
Share,
delete, and activate, which plays the file.
Edit.
But I'll choose edit. Double tap.
Showing from. Showing.
Oh, okay, there it is.
Play head app.
Now, if you want to add a new track.
Trap. Final mix. Black down point.
You
small triangle.
Go there. There are two steps of doing this. You can either
add new track,
press here where it says add new track, or just press import.
Import button. Import.
Audio library.
Okay.
Audio select.
So here,
search field.
It's showing me everything that I have in my audio library.
Record. DAWs for Windows, iPhone, Mac,
and what I want is
for my
this one.
A place where you belong.
Okay.
Five.
Now you swipe down with one finger.
Select.
Okay, that's how you import audio. The problem here is, and this is what you don't have to do, because
showing from fast play.
If I were to press play right now, this is what would happen.
Play. Pause button. Pause.
So as you can see, both tracks are playing at once, and that's not how I wanted it to. That's not how I wanted it to.
Play. Select track one, track two of two.
So, I'll just go.
Track 2 of 2, 1 of 1, track tools, but fast forward.
Whoops.
Bullet for my edit point, force a track tools, button. Track tools, heading, delete.
I'll just
track.
Delete this track.
Showing from,
okay.
Z, add new track.
So, first,
button.
If you want to do this to edit audio, that is one, let's say I want this track to play after said track, after like, I want one track to play after the other, but not overlapping.
Fat play. Button.
You press play on the first track. And now you press fast forward. Okay. There you go. Now it'll say play head at 4 minutes 5 seconds. That is what you want.
Import.
Now I'll just select import.
Audio library. Audio select cancel. Search field. Record button. DAWs for Windows is an iPhone microphone. Metallica. Don't track bullet for my Valentine. Select.
Showing from.
And there you go.
To 7 minutes, 34 seconds.
Now, as you can see, it says showing from to 7 minutes.
Fat play button. Rewind button. Show play head at 3 minutes, 44 seconds.
Now.
Play.
I'll just play the end of the song so you can see how it turned out. So, as you can see, now you've got the two audio tracks, one after the other, and not overlapping each other. So, this was just a quick tip on how to edit audio using QuickTime. No, sorry. Using Ferret Recording Studio.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.